I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. In an upcoming virtual mission trip, E3 partners will be talking to Christian leaders helping refugees in Lesbos, Greece, after the devastating Moriah campfire. One such leader, Barnabas, says refugees have been living on the side of the road for weeks. The government has enough food, but distributing it has been difficult. After the disaster, Barnabas witnessed something remarkable.
There's a church that exists inside this camp, and so it kind of brought them together too. And so the church started working. Refugees were feeding refugees with the assistance of, some of these other brothers and sisters with the organization.
The trip is still open for registration. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org and pray Christ will empower this refugee church to build his kingdom. Pandemic shipping restrictions are beginning to loosen, and as they do, World Missionary Press hopes to send even more booklets to Central America and the Caribbean. Helen Williams says these booklets help bring the gospel to many hurting people.
Our booklets are all scripture, and they are laid out to describe God's love and his plan of salvation and his desire to have fellowship and the hope that he offers.
Countries to receive shipments include Honduras, Guatemala, Panama, Costa Rica, and Haiti. These people desperately need the hope of God's word. Williams explains even small donations have a huge impact.
When you send us a dollar, we can reach 25 people with the gospel in their own language, which they may never have seen or heard before, and it's just the greatest bargain in the world.
And learn how you can support World Missionary Press at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a volatile year, and your continued support of MNN helps us bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Please consider giving today. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.